Morning, Rusty.
Chad, I think that's where I got the right name.
Nope, this is Patrick.
Okay, I gotta get all those new calls and names together, Patrick. So what you up to this morning? I know you're not working.
No, sir, I was out walking the property that I bought back in March and ran across a couple people that are hunting on the property that shouldn't be there.
Any grief when you told them that they needed to vacate?
Not this time, but I'm sure they won't listen.
How big a piece of property you got?
I bought 37 acres back in March of this year.
I'll let you sell me about 2 acres so I can move up some, get out of where I am because I'm getting encroached.
When I bought 37 acres in the middle of about 600 acres of nothing.
That's good. Ain't nothing down this way to work that out. And I've been looking around, haven't found anything yet that is affordable, as they say. And so I'm still looking. Maybe I'll find something. Don't want to wait too long. I'm getting too old.
For affordable, don't come this way.
Place but to find affordable, you know. I've looked around. But when you got someplace down here that's got, he's got land for sale, but he wants like $17,000 an acre, that's not even close to being affordable.
If you find $17,000 an acre of land up here, it'll be on the side of a mountain. Otherwise, you're going to pay about $50 to $100 for it.
$1,000 for 1 acre?
Oh, yeah.
That means people think the land is worth more than it is. So. Oh, well, it's what it is. That's why I haven't moved yet. So, and everything going on. So how was your week this week?
I actually had a good week this week. It was quiet, no drama. Everything went smooth, so I was very happy. How about you?
Much smooth. I had to be downstate, down around Waldorf, South Carolina. I had to go down there Thursday, and I was down there Thursday and a part of yesterday when I came back. So had to go down there and look at the convention site for the spring convention we're going to be holding. And so I was down there taking care of that and got things booked up and ready to go. So come next April, now all I got to do is get everything together with all the people involved that are supposed to be working it, and then we'll go from there.
Meeting the people is probably the hardest part of it.
Well, just my job is I'm the overall guy in charge, but there's a couple of courses that are volunteering to do all the work, and I will make up the list of things that need to be done, the people I need, and then it'll be up to them to pull them together. And then I'll meet with them on a Thursday when I go down there before the event starts on Friday to clue everybody in on any last-minute changes and what I expect, and then we'll go from there. But, you know, it's not a new thing. We've all been doing it before. It's just getting everybody on the same page when we do it.
Sure, everybody's got their own idea about how to do it, too.
But the thing about it is, I have a manual that I will be sending down to the course it's hosting. That is what we expect each of the course to do, and all the people that are working, and all that stuff too. So, and I'm rewriting it to take care of all the problems that came out of the last convention. So, I'm gonna try to get this thing ready so I can get it out to everybody right around the 1st of January when I get back in town. After Christmas and New Year's, so I'm going to be down the road, as they say.
Family or something?
Yep, I'm going to Florida.
If I don't talk to you again, you have a safe trip and enjoy.
Oh, I'll be around here. I might go until the 20th of this month. I'll be down there 3 weeks, Christmas week, New Year's week, and the week after New Year's, and I'll come back second Sunday in January. So I'll be down there about 3 weeks.
Yeah, good for you. It's always good to visit with family, especially this time of year.
It's the only one that I really connect with anymore. This is my oldest sister, not older sister, because I'm the oldest. but I got a younger sister and a younger brother too, and haven't seen hide nor hair of them in about 15 or 20 years. So, you know, it's what it is.
Seems how families separate anymore and don't keep in contact and don't even know that they have family.
Two got themselves on my bad side because they were both not very far away. One was about 2.5 hours away. He was up in Knoxville. He was a preacher, no less, up there. And the other one was about 3.5 hours away. And my sister, who was 6 hours away, made the trip up here and spent 3 or 4 days with me, one out of Florida. And the other two couldn't come up to my wife's funeral 9 years ago.
Sorry to hear that, but I know exactly what you're talking about. My mom passed away in February, and her sisters and brothers wouldn't even come to the memorial we had for in the funeral.
These two, and my brother being a preacher, it irked me because, you know, it was like on a Tuesday. It wasn't on a weekend where he had to hold a church service. It was a Tuesday. And he was just up in Knoxville, and he could have driven down here in about 2.5 hours. But he couldn't take the time. Now, my sister, she was one of these that she's kind of flighty. So, I mean, I wasn't really expecting her to show up. But, you know, I hoped my brother, the preacher, would show, but he didn't. But, oh, it's what it is. I've dealt with it, gone on. Oh, looking across here where they're building some of these big mansions across over in this one subdivision that's over on my church's road. And those things are huge, and they're hitting the $500,000 and up category.
Nobody needs these great big houses anymore. I mean, most of the time it's just 2 or 3 people living in them, and you got to have room for 10 or more, but that's their prerogative. They can do with it what they want to. But, Rusty, I'm going to hop off here. I'm at my QTH and getting ready for a wedding this afternoon. So I'm going to say 7-3. You stay safe out there and be careful. KO4HX. And I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick. Well, I'm just around one curve from my house, so I'll be back home in just a minute myself. So, anyway, you have a good weekend. Enjoy the wedding. And we'll catch you later on. KO4HTX, W2T, 7-3s.
OHU, this is KO4SSN.